gun?
No, sir.
I appreciate your honesty, Sergeant.
Why, sir?
What do you think the captain and the sergeant are talking about up there?
The weather.
The weather?
I'm joshing with you, Scott.
Oh, well, don't josh with me when we're out here about to be ambushed.
Ambushed? See some?
No, but it's been too quiet. I just got this feeling that we're being watched. You got that feeling that we're being watched?
No.
It's a gift I have. I always know when I'm being watched. Ever since I was a kid.
You always right?
Well, I guess I am. Sometimes I get the feeling, but I never spot whoever's watching me. So they must have gone away without revealing themselves.
Maybe they weren't there in the first place.
Oh, they were there all right, because I could tell when they left.
How could you tell if you didn't see him in the first place?
Because I could tell I wasn't being watched anymore.
You're loco, you know that?
Thornburg! Captain!
Whoa there!
It's Thornburg! He just fell and...
Okay.
He's dead, Captain. Lost too much blood.
We couldn't stop the bleeding. We should have gone back to the fort. It's been 6 days since we left the canyon. We would have been in the fort 2 days ago. He needed a doctor and he would have...
That's enough, Trooper Scott! No sense in talking about what could have or should have. That talk has no place in the present.
Sorry, Sergeant.
Sergeant?
Sir.
We'll bury him over there, near those rocks.
Captain.
Yes?
Trooper Appleton ain't much better off.
I know, Sergeant.
Easy, boy. Thunder sure is restless. I think he's learned to sense trouble.
Trouble in general or engine trouble?
Engines, I think. Only time I seen him get like this is before we run into the Apaches.
Well, Thunder knows his business. Because we're close.
How close?
I'd say less than an hour. But I don't think it's the band we've been after. I think this is a separate war party. A small group seems to have headed off to the west. While over here, continuing east, is the larger group.
They split up. Think they're backtracking, know we're following them, and they plan on coming up from behind?
Too many of them if they were just planning on attacking us. Or even Grant. They could do that with four warriors. From the tracks, I reckon, they sent at least 15. Any homesteads near here?
I don't know. I ain't never been in these parts before, but it seems like a good guess.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I think if they're going to attack a house, then that family might be in need of some help.
Well, let's go. We can pick up the main trail later.
I don't mind telling you. I'd feel a whole lot better if we had some more of your rangers with us.
I'm agreeing with you. I keep hoping we might run into Company C. They went out same time we did, covering the west. They must have reported back to headquarters by now. Once they see that my company hasn't returned, well, maybe they'll come out looking for us.
In the meantime, it's just us.
The 3 years I've spent out here, I still can't understand why someone would build a house in the middle of nowhere. Especially with all the hostiles.
There was a time someone could have said the same thing about Claremont. Remember Star saying she arrived with a wagon train? They just decided that that was a spot where they could build a town. Set up tents and went to work building it.
But there were a lot of them. Out here, they're just single families. It's dangerous.
Their dreams must be worth the risk.
Would you settle out here?
No, but I don't like the territory. No trees, just rocks and red dirt. Not for me, but I can see how some would like it.
I hope we get there in time, if it is a family the war party's after.
Let's ride a little faster. I should be able to keep an eye on their tracks. I don't want to go so fast that we lose them.
Right.
We're the only two healthy troopers, so we have to do the digging.
Just be glad you're not...
The one we're doing the digging for.
I ain't so sure. I still feel like we're being watched.
That's deep enough.
I don't think so, Sarge. We bury him in this and the coyotes will have dug it up in no time.
And the Apaches will take his scalp.
He's beyond caring.
But Sarge...
Look, we don't want to sound like I don't care, because I do. Thornburg was a good trooper.